Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has taken the first step toward running again for the White House. He's formed an exploratory committee, which allows him to raise money for a 2012 bid. He announced the move on Twitter and on his official website. Here's an excerpt in which he touted his accomplishments.
When I served as governor of Massachusetts, I used the skills I had learned in 25 years in business to streamline state government, balance the budget every year, and restore a $2 billion rainy day fund.
For a look at Mitt Romney, the almost official candidate, again, we turn this morning to WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne, and Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for getting on the phone with us.
Morning, Bob.
Good to be with you.
Let me ask, Mr. Romney has pretty much barely been visible up to this point. The New York Times points out this morning he hasn't run any television commercials in the early states. The entry into the race done with almost no fanfare, an email message to supporters in the early afternoon yesterday, and this video. Why has he been so quiet, Todd?
Well, he feels he's been moving ahead by standing still, you know, by staying out of the limelight. Other would-be opponents have been dropping out, you know, some announcing that they're not running, like Senator John Thune of South Dakota, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, Congressman Paul Ryan, and then others simply haven't been making any moves to run, like Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana, Sarah Palin, Mike Huckabee. So he probably feels it's best to stay under the radar rather than be seen as the front runner, because the front runner generally invites all the criticism from other possible candidates, but from the media as well.
Dan.
Well, he's changed his mind, as he has on many things, about when to announce. His chief handler said yesterday that, quote, the big lesson we learned from last time was that we got started too early. We're in no hurry to announce our plans, unquote. Well, apparently he's doing that because he's afraid that he's going to start to get attacked. And I don't think that tactic is going to work. If others can get votes or dollars by bashing the front runner, they won't wait for Romney's official announcement. They're going to treat him as though he's in the race right now.
Let me ask you this question. The chief thing that forming an exploratory committee does is it gives the candidate the ability to raise money. We already know that the Democrat, President Obama, is likely to spend as much as $1 billion for his 2012 reelection campaign. Do you think that Romney, if he eventually gets through the rest of the pack and becomes the GOP nominee, can match that sum?
Well, of the Republican candidates, he's known as probably the best fundraiser. And because he's been running unofficially for 4 years, he's been cultivating the contact. He has a lot of so-called bundlers, people who raise large amounts of money for him from other fundraisers. But for any Republican to match $1 billion by Obama, that's going to be very difficult, maybe impossible. The challenger has many advantages, you know, being able to deny blame for any bad conditions and all that. But to be able to raise that kind of money, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, well, Romney is a consummate fundraiser, and he will raise as much money as he needs. It may not be as much as Obama. But one of the things that we learned in the last campaign was that the longer the primaries go on, the better it is for the eventual winner. And so Romney wants the campaign to go on a long time. But he's got some tricky footing ahead of him. I mean, he really has to win New Hampshire. He can't get trounced in Iowa, but he will get creamed in South Carolina. And, you know, it's not clear what will happen in Nevada and Florida, but those are difficult states for him, too. All the while, he can be raising money as he, you know, makes his moves through the country.
Dan, what should we make of the timing of his announcement yesterday, coming one day before the fifth anniversary of Romney's signing of the Massachusetts health care law, a law that he praised back then, but he's backed away from since, a law that has won the praise of Democrats and has won Romney criticism from his Republican opponents?
Well, the health care plan that he played a major role in designing is called Romney Care. And it is the template for the Obamacare plan that Republicans seem to hate. The individual mandate requiring people to join the healthcare system through insurance or other mechanisms, that was Mitt Romney's idea. in the Massachusetts negotiation. But he's got a lot of problems, and maybe timing has to do with getting past some of those problems. His Mormon faith is a problem for him. His constantly changing his positions. I mean, you need a GPS to figure out where he is. He's got homes all over the country. California. He grew up in Michigan. He was the governor of Massachusetts. He has a summer house in New Hampshire. He spent time in Utah. I mean, the Kardashians don't have that many homes.
Well, Romney Care is his biggest problem in winning the Republican nomination, principally because the repeal of Obamacare is the top priority for most Republicans. And the Tea Party activists in particular don't trust Romney because, yes, indeed, Romney Care was the model for Obamacare, and the debt crisis is the paramount issue. So that's a big change from 4 years ago, and Romney will, of course, tout his business credentials, the idea that he's a problem solver. But for most Republicans, they see the problem, debt, which will only be worse because of Obamacare, as the number one issue, and they see Romney as representing the past. They see him representing bigness, not necessarily big government, but certainly the special interests that feed big government. And so his prowess in fundraising can hurt him if he's seen as the big money candidate, the establishment candidate, and of course the front runner.
Republican Todd Dumpke, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Great to be with you, Bob.
Same to you, Democrat Dan Payne.
Always glad to help.